A Camden County woman will testify next week at a congressional hearing on the role that drug manufacturers may have played in fueling the opioid epidemic. As WHYY's Alana Gordon reports, Deborah Fuller's daughter died last year after a drug company rep allegedly pushed her to take an extremely potent pain medicine.
Deborah Fuller's daughter, Sarah, was on disability in 2015 when she went to her doctor in Cherry Hill. She'd been through two major car accidents. She had a lot of chronic pain. She'd long stopped working as a health aide because of the heavy lifting. Deborah later learned that a drug rep allegedly urged her daughter to take an extremely potent version of fentanyl called Subsys. It's so potent that it's only meant for breakthrough cancer pain, which Sarah did not have.
And what is the anticipated duration of therapy?
There's no end date. I mean, we just try to get for a year and go from there.
Okay.
This is a recording Deborah Fuller later heard through a court subpoena of the drug rep claiming to represent the doctor's office, reaching out directly to her daughter's pharmacy benefits manager to move forward the prescription. Such actions are illegal.
I can't tell you how angry that made me. To actually hear it, because my daughter didn't have to die. I mean, she didn't have to die. I think she was killed.
Deborah Fuller's daughter OD'd a year and a half ago at their home.
She should have never been on Subsys to begin with, because it's for breakout cancer pain, as we learned after she died, and not for chronic pain.
Fuller's lawsuit against the drug maker Insys is ongoing, but her story appears to be sounding an alarm in Congress. She's been invited to speak in D.C. during a hearing that's part of a federal investigation into the potentially fraudulent, manipulative practices of several opioid manufacturers, including Insys. Fuller is nervous.
I have never been to D.C. and visited Congress, let alone had to testify in front of it.
But she says she'll speak up because she wants others to avoid the fatal trap her daughter fell in. Alana Gordon, WHYY News.